Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and it's great to have you with me. Our goal every day is to help you open the Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is March 3rd, and our reading is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. And I want to focus on just one verse, verse 25. Mark says this, "When you are praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins." In this verse, Jesus addresses two big ideas, prayer and forgiveness. You know, when most people think about prayer, they think it's a list of things they're asking God for. Very similar to a Christmas list. God, here are the things I need, and I share my list, and then I walk away. And like Santa Claus, we don't really have much of a relationship. We believe he exists, and somehow he flies around bringing presents, but I don't actually know him. And often, our relationship with God looks more like a kid's relationship to Santa Claus. We believe he exists, and somehow he can kind of magically or supernaturally do things that we can't do, but the truth is, we have very little relationship with him. What Jesus understands is that prayer is communion, it's communication. Prayer is like conversation in a good friendship or a good marriage. Without conversation, you don't really have much, right? It's that conversation that allows you to open and share your heart and to receive that from another person. And it really knits and weaves your lives together. Prayer is just like that. Prayer is my opportunity to open my heart to Jesus, to talk about what's going on in my heart and life, and to allow him to open his heart to me. And as our lives, as our hearts are knitted together, you know, the truth is I become more like Jesus. In fact, I think that's the primary purpose of prayer. It's not to get stuff. The primary purpose of prayer is for me to become more like Jesus. So when I pray, when I open my heart to God, when I receive his forgiveness, then naturally I should offer that forgiveness to other people. It reminds me of what Jesus said when he said, "The greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself." In other words, when I love God, when I open my heart to God, his love fills my life, and it begins spilling over on my neighbor. In the same way, in prayer, when I open my heart to God and receive his forgiveness, I mean, I don't know about you, but I need God's forgiveness. If I were to sit down and try to make a list of all the ways and times throughout my life that I've failed God, it would be an impressive list, right? I desperately need God's forgiveness. And in prayer, as I open my heart to God and receive his forgiveness, and forgiveness begins filling my heart, guess what? It spills over on other people. Here's another way to think about what Jesus is saying. If you have trouble forgiving others, then the root issue is a lack of prayer. If I'm not able to forgive other people, then the truth is I don't understand yet the forgiveness and the grace that I need and may have received. In other words, if I approach prayer like a Christmas list, and all that I do in prayer is tell God what I want and expect, never opening my heart to what God is trying to do inside, something deeper, what the effect is in my immaturity and pride and selfishness, it's easy to be unforgiving to other people. But in prayer, when I begin to open my heart, when I learned to be transparent and vulnerable, authentic with God, and God is working on me to forgive me for my past and to help me to receive, to really understand and rest in that forgiveness. As He begins to heal me from the pain, then naturally I begin to look at others who have sinned against me, who have hurt me. Now I look at them with compassion. I begin to offer them the forgiveness I have received. It reminds me of a story Jesus told in Matthew 18, where He said, a king forgave this servant a huge debt, millions of dollars, but on his way home, he ran into a friend that owed him $5, and he started choking the life out of him. The king got so angry. He said, I forgave you this huge debt, and yet you turned around, and you were stingy, unmerciful, unforgiving, selfish to your brother who had sinned against you. Jesus is trying to help us to understand God has forgiven us for a lifetime of sin. Shouldn't we offer that forgiveness to people around us? Now listen, forgiveness doesn't mean I pretend it didn't happen. And forgiveness doesn't always mean reconciliation. But forgiveness means I'm not going to seek revenge. I'm not going to punish you for what you've done. I'm choosing by an act of my will to extend forgiveness to you. You know, like you, I have people through the years of my life who have really, really hurt me. And we're not friends today. There's some boundaries in place really to protect my heart from their behavior. But every time I think of them, I just say it out loud, usually. I say, God, I forgive them. And today I bless them. I ask you to work in their hearts. And I just release them to God. And I release the anger and the bitterness and the unforgiveness to God so that my heart is clear. Listen, here's what Jesus, I think, is ultimately getting at. Is if we're not careful, our unforgiveness, our bitterness keeps us distracted from what God is trying to do. It keeps us focused on our enemy. It keeps us focused on our pain instead of focused on our God. God doesn't want our unforgiveness to be a window, a door where the enemy can come and work in our life and wreak havoc. God wants us to trust Him. Trust Him with justice. Trust Him with our future. Trust Him with our healing. And that'll strengthen our relationship. And in time, we're able to offer that forgiveness and grace and to be a healing presence in the lives of people around us. So let's take a minute and ask God to give us the courage to forgive and to trust Him. Jesus, thank you for your forgiveness in our lives. God, we certainly don't deserve forgiveness. What we deserve is judgment. But you gave your life, died on the cross to pay for our sins so that forgiveness is available by faith. And so today we open our heart and by faith we receive your forgiveness for all that we've ever done. God, give us the courage to extend that same forgiveness to other people. God, for every person that has hurt us and mistreated us, today we declare we forgive them. We release them to you. We trust you to take care of that. Lord, we pray that you would provide healing in our hearts and that you would help us in all of our relationships to be an agent of grace and mercy. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's great to be with you again today and to begin our day with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.